Do you know that God knows you personally, even better than you know yourself? The God of the universe, who lays the beams of his chambers upon the waters, knows you. Jesus even says that he has the hairs on your head numbered. It's not that he just knows the total count. It's that he knows when number 7 falls off of your head and when number 1,598 turns gray. His care for you is personal. He knows your name. He knows your circumstance. He has a place created just for you, and it's right underneath his extensive, all-satisfying, all-powerful arm. We've been marching through Psalm 104 in order to get a jump start on 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord. We've seen his majesty, his sovereignty, his stability, and his care. Today, I want you to see one other aspect about God's care, and that is, it's personal. Psalm 104, verses 16 through 18. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them, the birds build their nest. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. God plants trees and waters them so certain types of birds will have cover in their shade. He says that the high mountains are for wild goats. Rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. He creates certain places for certain animals. And so what does the psalmist want for us? What's his goal? He wants us to see that there are 10,000 reasons plus 10,000 more to stand in awe of God and worship him with grateful hearts. And at the end of the psalm, he writes, "Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more." Well, that kind of sounds like a poor way to end a great poem. But understand what the poet is saying. Those who cannot see, or those who will not see, the beauty and majesty and strength and care of God serve only to stir up the wrath of God. They live in mutiny against the purpose for which they were created. God deserves the glory from your life, the worship of your life, and if you refuse to give it, you'll be wiped away. Well, that's all of us. All of us deserve to be wiped away. But the reason we are able to see his majesty and marvel at God's sovereignty and appreciate his care is because God has opened up our blind eyes and drawn us to himself. God has shown himself to us. He has revealed himself to us, not only in creation, but more specifically and more fully in Jesus Christ. And in Jesus, we see God, his majesty, stability, and his care. And this psalm speaks of the works of God and the acts of God. But the greatest act of all is in the sending and in the sacrificing of his Son in order to gain people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. Do you see the majesty of God in sending Jesus to be the sin bearer for man's sin? Do you see your need for a sin bearer? In the cross, Jesus, the perfect God-man, dies a sinner's death and then proves he is more powerful than death by rising from the grave 3 days after having died. He proves his word is true, that he came to bear the sins of many, purchasing full forgiveness and gaining complete reconciliation with the Father, able to give new life to all that come to Jesus in repentance and faith. And you can do that right now. And for that gift, we are to be most thankful. When you pray today, please remember Matt Barker and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. Also, remember the Cebuano LifeWord broadcast heard in the Philippines.